Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 3, verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. The bottom line for this verse is very simple, isn't it? Keep your mouth shut. That's basically it. Because you can't win. This thing, the tongue's going to get you in trouble. Now, the tongue is so set. You know, I noticed that. You need to, by design, it is set, James says, so that it's always going to get us in trouble. It is a world of iniquity. Itself creates problem. In other words, if you're beginning to comprehend how the anatomical structure of sin works, it is sin that dwells in us. It is sin that dwells in our heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The tongue is a world of iniquity. Why? Because the heart is made out of our flesh, and in my flesh dwells no good thing. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And so you and I have a hard time with this thing called the tongue, because all it is it's just the voice of our hearts. The tongue is the voice of our hearts. And the voice of our heart is bent on iniquity. And that's why you and I must constantly be in the Word, alone with God, and we must be in the control of the Spirit. Peter talks about this when he talks about how that we have been given great and precious promises, so we might become partakers of the divine nature. And then he explains the process. And godliness is down the road in this process. You and I need to be controlled by the Spirit. Here, James is telling us that the tongue is set so that it defiles the whole body. When you get in trouble, James says, it's your tongue that got you in trouble. Remember, the greater context here is the context of teaching. Not many of us should be teachers. The reason we shouldn't is because there's a greater judgment. You and I, when we speak, we get in trouble when we speak the wrong thing. That's what he's saying here. Now, I want you to notice as he wraps this verse up, he says, and that it sets on fire the course of nature. You turn life and death, the Bible says, are in the power of the tongue. We turn life by what we say. We make a choice. We make a decision. We point a person in a direction. Not everything is giving directions, like when somebody says, how do you get to such and such a place? As they did to me the other day. I said, I was at the gas station. I said, yes, you just take this road. You just keep following it down. It seems like you're going forever. And you run into the place you're looking for. Great, thank you. But we don't realize that every time we speak, we're giving people some sort of direction. We're influencing them with our tongue. It sets the course of life itself then. Life and death are in the power of our tongues. And we're told that our tongues are set on fire by the fires here of hell. If you look at this in the Greek, this is the Greek word Gehenna. James would understand this because outside of the city, there was the trash dump. All of the trash was taken out to the dump and burned. The public latrines were also there. And so on one side were the public latrines, and the other side was the never-ending fire of burning stuff and the putrefaction of a trash pile. And that was in a valley called Gehenna. And so in New Testament times, when the speaker wanted to help you understand what hell was like, a constantly burning stench, he would say, it's like Gehenna. Here he says that our tongues are set on fire by the fire of the burning stench of Gehenna, of hell. You and I have to constantly be careful. We have to measure every word, measure every motive, measure every tone. Sometimes we use our words as weapons instead of being able to bring healing and help. All of that's motivated by the iniquity in us. And the iniquity in us, of course, comes from the pride of life. Lucifer being the example. You and I constantly have to be very, very careful. It is always better not to say anything. If you must speak, two words that will help you all the time. Here they are. I understand. You don't have to say any more. And the person may think that you agree with them, and you don't. You may understand that they don't know what they're talking about. You may understand that they've never understood what they've talked about. You may understand that they're so confused you can't help them. But if you just say, I understand, in a sympathetic tone, you don't have to get into an argument. As we've talked about already from Proverbs chapter 9, you don't want to deal with an evil person or a scoffer because you will get hurt and shame for yourself. So it's best just to step away. Keep it closed. Keep it quiet. Because the tongue will get you in trouble every time. James chapter 3 and verse 6.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.